Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the Psalms. Today we continue in Psalm 106, verses 16 through 23. This describes Israel's journey through the wilderness. In the camp, they grew envious of Moses and of Aaron, who was consecrated to the Lord. The earth opened up and swallowed Dathan. It buried the company of Abiram. Fire blazed among their followers. A flame consumed the wicked. At Horeb, they made a calf and worshiped an idol cast from metal. They exchanged their glorious God for an image of a bull which eats grass. They forgot the God who saved them, who had done great things in Egypt, miracles in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds by the Red Sea. So he said he would destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach before him to keep his wrath from destroying them. Someone has said we need to be reminded more than we need to be taught. And that was certainly the case for the nation of Israel in the Old Testament. God had done such great things for them, but they quickly forgot. They ignored him who had saved them and exchanged, the scripture says, they exchanged the glorious God for an image of a bull. Unfortunately, we have the same short-term memory. God has done great things in our lives. While we were still sinners, Jesus died for us. He carried our sins in his body on the cross. Jesus paid the penalty for our sins with his death. He endured the cross, scorning its shame. Now, certainly, we're impressed with the miracles in the Old Testament and the miracles in the New Testament. But the greatest miracle of all is the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know the challenges you face or the pain you're enduring. But don't forget the God who saved you. If he gave you the greatest gift, eternity, he is more than capable of meeting the needs of your life. So, Father, don't let me be a person who says to you, God, what have you done for me lately? I pray that my thanksgiving and praise are always rooted in the cross. Don't let me forget the work you have done on my behalf. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.